And Lord, worthy of our praise, of our adoration, of our worship this morning. Father, we thank you that you are the true only God. You are the one who is, who was and is, and who is to come. The one, Lord, who is eternal, who is from eternity and will be to all eternity forever. Lord, we thank you this morning and acknowledge you for who you are. And Lord, as we come and acknowledge your holiness and your overflowing perfectness, Lord, we acknowledge our imperfections. We acknowledge our sinfulness, Lord, and we again lay that before you. And Lord, again, all we can do as we lay it before you is give thanks to you that as you are holy and as you are perfect and as you are mighty and as you are majestic and ordinarily, Lord, should, as it were, sweep us away with your holy hand, yet, Lord, we thank you that we come to worship because you're a God of overflowing, lavish grace and mercy. And Lord, we thank you that on the basis of your grace and by and through your mercy, we're able to be here today to worship you, the holy God. Father, we pray this morning that as we worship you today, as we offer up, Lord, the sacrifices of prayer and praise to you, we pray, Lord, that in turn you, according to your grace, according to your promises, you would come near to us, Lord. You would draw close to our minds, to our hearts, Lord, that you would come to meet with us today, to bless us, Lord, through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so, Lord, we pray for that. For unless, Lord, you draw near to us, there's no hope of us being blessed. There's no hope of us, Lord, finding joy in you. And so, Lord, please, this morning, even on this warm Sunday morning, Lord, draw near to us by and through the power of Christ and through the comfort and joy of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Father, Lord, just please to guide us through the rest of this worship time. May it indeed be a sweet-smelling sacrifice offering to you, Lord, we pray. And so we ask, Lord, that you would really bless us, especially as we come to your word, as we come, Lord, to read it, as we come to share it as the bread of life with one another. We pray, Lord, that your word would enrich our souls, Lord, that your word would speak to the part of our lives, Lord, that it needs to speak to. And may, in the sharing and in the preaching of your word, Lord, may you be glorified. And may we, Lord, as we've already prayed, be greatly blessed, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to read the scriptures now. I'm just going to read a few. No, I'm not. I'm going to read a whole psalm, Psalm 67, just as we devote ourselves to the Lord. This morning, Brother Rob will be preaching for us this morning. And I believe he's preaching from the book of Ephesians, but we're just going to read Psalm 67, which says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will hear him." great truths that we find in the Bible tell us many things, and one obvious and great truth is that God is a God of blessing. God is a God of blessing. Amen. So often we feel obliged to somehow, or feel that we need to pay God back or earn our blessings from God. But this psalm reminds us that God is a God who loves to come to his people and, just as John says, lavish his grace and his blessing on his people who he loves very much. And again, one of the great themes of scripture, or perhaps the greatest theme, is the love of God. God loves his people with an everlasting, eternal, full love. So much, of course, we know the story. He gave his son, the Lord Jesus. But God blesses us. God is a God of blessing. But this psalm reminds us he blesses us not just because he wants us to feel good. That's certainly part of it. Or want us to, you know, to have a great future and a hope. That is true. But above all, the psalm reminds us that he blesses us for himself. He blesses us for his glory, so that his name, the psalm writer says, may be known through all the earth, through all the nations. And of course we know that he calls us to be part of making that, his name to be known among all the nations. Indeed, that's why we exist as a church, is it not? To make known the name of God through all the earth. Well, today, people, we're a blessed people, okay? Whatever you're feeling today, whatever you're feeling, I woke up today feeling a bit groggy in the head. Probably think you donked myself on the head yesterday, just about knocked myself out cold. But probably shook alive a few brain cells that have been a bit dead for a while. But we can wake up on a Sunday morning and we think, well, you know, I don't feel like worship. I don't feel like going to church, as we call it. But it's not just that, it's worship. But again, a truth like this, a psalm like this, is a great psalm to read of a morning. So, you know, I'm greatly blessed. And my going to worship, my being in the presence of God, is not just about me, it's about him, it's about God. It's about declaring his name, making his name known through all the earth. As I get in my car and head off for worship, my neighbors might see that. And others would see it, that I love the Lord because he blesses me, and I want to make his name great. May we continue to make his name great during our time of worship here this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again that you're the God who is great. And Lord, we thank you that in your greatness you are greatly, greatly gracious. And Lord, we thank you for the words of the psalm writer who says, may God be gracious to us and may he bless us. Lord, that's our cry. That's our prayer this morning. Lord, you bless us according to the richness and untold blessings that you have to give. And Lord, create in us an expectant heart. Lord, often we equate your blessings with the kind of blessings that we want, we are prepared and ready to give others, which is very often minimal, and Lord, it is ungenerous. But Lord, you're a God who loves to lavish and overflow his grace on those he loves. Lord, do that to each person here today, to each family, and Lord, more importantly, to us as your people, as your church. So we ask, because of your kindness in Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to sing a few more songs of praise, and just one announcement. At the end of the service, we're going to just share a few bits of information with you. So at the benediction, if there is one, remain seated, and we will indulge you only for 6-7 minutes, so please don't don't think we're going to hold you up for an hour. We're not having a meeting. We just want to share some things with you before you have a drink and so on before you go home. So please stay for that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Walk out that door. Most, not everything, but most things will be up and running. Now there are some things that will, ministries that I think are iconic ministries in the church, things like children's church and rest home ministry and so on. So children's church and the rest home ministry probably be starting up sooner rather than later. What we need for children's church is ones of you who can give or believe that you can serve the church by either teaching the children's church or assisting the leader to just generally keep some order and control in children's church. Last year we had six leaders, which really was great because it took the burden off one or two people doing it all the time, and I think it's fair to say it worked pretty well. Michael, is that right? Yep. So again, if we could get six or even more people, seven people who could lead, the criteria is this. Ideally, we'd like you to be a member in the church so we can give you the cane if you misbehave. No, just joking. We would like you to be someone who knows the gospel. That's really criteria, so that bottom line is with the littlies, we want to share Jesus with them. We don't want to share little morals. Don't steal, because that's naughty. We don't do that here. We want to tell them that they need Christ in their hearts and in their lives. Okay, so that's the main criteria for children's church. So if you believe God is calling you, and I believe He is right now calling you to help with that, please let yourself be known. Okay, thank you. Second thing is for the rest home, probably something more leadership driven. Rob will take up the lion's share of that, God willing, but we have got one or two other people who we're going to identify to help lead with that. We have identified them already, we just got to confirm it with them. However, there's always the need for helpers in the rest home as well. And last year we had Christine, Kathy, and Nimmo family. I don't know how the Nimmo's family's feeling, or Kathy and Christine are feeling this year, but if you again believe that you can assist with that, please let myself or Rob or Dan know about that so we can add you to a list of people who we can expect to help. It's a wonderful ministry. Children on one hand and those who are tottering on the brink of eternity on the other. It's great responsibilities that God has given us, isn't it really? Wonderful opportunities to share the gospel at both ends of people's lives. There are many other things, and we will be meeting with you over the next few weeks, or some of you, or groups of you, just how we can pull it all together. So please make yourself available if we do approach you. As I say, some will get done before the end of January, some might be the end of Feb before we actually get there. Please pray about how the Lord can use you. As we noted last week, pray for a great vision for yourself, pray for a great vision for the church, and then pray for the great strength and equipping to do to follow the vision that we believe God has called us to. Is there anything you'd like us to pray for this morning just before we come to God's word? Is there anything, any pressing prayer items on anyone's heart today that you'd like to share? No? Well, we will pray. Let's pray. Father, we again are in awe. As we've just sung, Lord, you're an awesome God, and we are in awe of who you are today again, as we're reminded that you are the creator, Lord, the one who brought everything into existence by the power of his word. Lord, what a marvel that is. And Lord, we confess on behalf of humans, mankind, that many do not believe that, Lord, but they believe that you are dead, you do not exist. And Lord, creation is a matter of an accident or random material forces. But Lord, we know that it is far more glorious than that. Lord, we know and we see your hand in every part of creation. And so, Lord, we glory and thank you that you are the creator. Thank you, Lord, that you also created, your word says, mankind and dignity. Lord, you created us after your own image. Father, may we ponder that more than we do. Lord, we sometimes lower ourselves to the very basest or basic habits of existence, thinking that we're here for just material things, as your word says, for food and for drink and just doing whatever we do. But Lord, we thank you that your word tells us we're created in your image to reflect your glory and to find in you, Lord, our hope, our satisfaction, to find in you, our creator, our joy. And so, Lord, again, we pray, Lord, this morning that we would find our joy. We would find our satisfaction in you, Lord, our loving creator. And Lord, we thank you that even as mankind, when we wandered from you, you, Lord, sent your son like a good shepherd to round up his sheep, to bring them home, to bring them back to you, Lord, knowing that as we wander, Lord, as it were, in the hills and valleys of this life, that we will find no satisfaction, no joy until we find it in you. And so, Lord, we thank you that you've sent your son, the Lord Jesus, and may we glory in him even today as we hear your word. Lord, as we think about ministry, as we think about serving you, we're conscious, Lord, that that is a call. It's a demand upon us, Lord. It's something that will require us, something of us in terms of our mind, Lord, in terms of our heart. Lord, it will require of us to practice grace, Lord, the word that flows from our mouths so easily, but Lord, is so hard to live. Lord, it will require from us resources, material resources, money, Lord. And so, Lord, perhaps we just shrink back from that word a little bit this morning as we face another new year and think, oh no, Lord, we have to serve. But Lord, we pray today that you put in the heart of everyone here today who knows you a desire to serve, Lord, a love for service, because they know, Lord, they see that it is not for the pastor, for the elders, or for even for their fellow members, although partly it is for them, but ultimately it is service for the glorious God and the loving Savior, Lord, who offers everything in return for the little that we give. And so, Lord, may Trinity be full of people today, and those who are not here today, full of those who are bursting, Lord, to serve you because they love you and know they are loved by you. And so, Lord, we really pray for this. May this little congregation be a congregation that sets standards, sets examples for others to follow in terms of their love for the gospel, desire to serve you. So we ask, because of your great grace. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rob. You can now come and preach the word.